The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Father, we give you praise, and we want to thank you for such a meeting like this. Thank you because your presence is here with us, and your glory will sit with us. Be exalted, Father. This afternoon, Lord, let your word come upon us like a rain. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Please put those hands together for Jesus. And please be seated powerfully. The presence of God is so strong in this house. Let me say this to you. I didn't sing that song to excite you. I believe in the covenant that started this ministry. And I believe that we will not usher in or see the last revival that will bring in the coming of Jesus until we come into something called the unity of the faith, where we begin to see that certain people walked with God and God placed certain things on them. I didn't even know that I was going to come here to minister. Before the invitation came, I was praying one night around 2 a.m. Then the Holy Ghost led me to go back and study again into the foundation of CRS. So when the invitation came, I knew the reason why the Holy Ghost led me. I trust God that we're going to journey far. Are there people who love the Word of God here? Very, very hungry for the Word? Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. I've been given a very serious assignment here this afternoon. In fact, when I saw the topic, I had to first say, these people want to kill me. Amen. So I trust God to help me to be able to do justice. And I'm going to stay also in the anchor scripture for this meeting. And we're going to teach from there and trust God. It's going to be a great time. Amen. So let's turn our Bibles quickly to the book of Mark chapter number 4. Mark 4:11. Mark chapter number 4 verse 11. Operating in the mystery of the kingdom. Operating in the mystery of the kingdom. operating in the mystery of the kingdom. Mark chapter number 4 verse 11 said, "And he said to them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to them that are without, all these things are done in parables." You will think that parables are just, you know, when you describe what a parable is defined as earthly stories with heavenly meanings. So normally the word parable shows to you that it is actually something said. But when it came to the subject of the kingdom, he said, these things are done, not said, in parables. But he looked at the generation and said, unto you it is given. Are you seeing that now? Meaning that the revelation of what the kingdom is not something you study into. It is given to you. You can't, let me explain again. You can't study into the mystery of the kingdom. It is given to you. The reason why it is called a mystery in the first place is because you can't enter through books. Your eyes of understanding has to be enlightened for you to see. And you see, no matter how studious a generation is, they cannot operate beyond their curriculum. Meaning that across dispensations, there are curriculum God gives to people. We found in scripture certain people who operated beyond, but they are actually very scarce. For instance, in Exodus number 34, Moses was given law, but he encountered God as the one who is gracious. Elijah encountered the chariot of heaven, something that was described, not even in the set. When we are going to climb on that chariot during what is called the Battle of Armageddon, when we will now come with Jesus on the horse as saint, thousands of years before that will happen, a man entered. Are you seeing that now? I want to believe this is a place where I can speak deeply. Is that okay? All right. A man called Enoch entered into dimension called immortality. And that is an aspect of the teaching of the kingdom that we have not scratched. Believer is still scared. An average Christian is still afraid of the things that are freely has. Well, let me leave the subject of immortality and let me just stay on this. So the mystery of the kingdom is given. Somebody say it is given. Say it again loud and clear. It is given. Say it again. It is given. Look at it. Unto you it is given to know. There are things called operations of the Spirit. Alright? There are things called operations. Let me tell you something. All right. There are things that by the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon your life, you can know them without a teacher. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm not being read of the grace that came upon Bezaleel. They became skillful in all manner of workmanship without becoming apprentices. People can enter into the mystery of revelation of songs. In the night, angels will come and download songs in their spirit. Amen. There are singers in this country, example people like Tokoya, that the grace upon their life goes beyond music school. If they stand, songs are downloaded. Because you can come to a point where you are no longer just drinking of the trickles. You are now by the brook of waters. Are you following what I'm telling you? You have an unction from the Holy One. Therefore you know all things. There is a spirit in man. It is the inspiration of the Almighty that gives him understanding. So, there are deep things about the kingdom. And so for me to want to discuss in this brief time, the mysteries of the kingdom, it is honestly an impossible task. But we are going to pick a few. Is that okay now? We are going to pick what? A few. First and foremost, the key word there is not mystery. The key word in that scripture is the kingdom. So if it says that unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom, it means there is something about the kingdom that we need to know that is not on the surface. There is something about the kingdom that is deep, that it takes a generation who seek God to know. And when he's going to describe it, he called it mystery. Is that okay now? He called it what? Somebody say it again, say mystery. Now, let's begin to build a bit. As I'm trying to start bit by bit, and I'm going to try to be as simple as possible, but we may get to some point that you may get lost. Start the reading from verse 7 for the sake of understanding contextually what Jesus said in that scripture. And when he prayed, use not vain repetitions as they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Yes, verse 8. After this manner, therefore pray, our Father which verse 10. Thy kingdom come. What did he say? Thy kingdom come. Say it again, thy kingdom come. Come on, say it loud and clear. Say it again powerfully. Now, when you pray, Jesus teaching them to pray was teaching them what is the priority in the heart of God. And the first thing he said after worship is, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. What is the kingdom? Your will be done in earth. Not on earth. In earth. There's a reason for that. Your will be done in the fabrics of the earth as it is in heaven. So what is the kingdom? At normal layman definition, you describe kingdom as governing influence. The influence, the government, influence of a government. That's the kingdom. The governing influence of a government. So a kingdom is established where the governing influence of the government is established. Is that okay now? Why do people leave Nigeria and travel to UK? Because there are different governing influence in those two places. And you see, your experience will be limited to the reality of your governing influence. If you are a Nigerian, even if you buy a Rolls Royce and you drive it on Nigerian road, you have limitations. If you buy a Lamborghini that can speed anyhow, the limitations of the road limit you. Is that okay now? If you don't want to kill yourself early, there are times that you have to slow down. There are times that they will ask you, who sent you to buy this car in this kind of area? So when we talk about kingdom, we are looking at influence. It is not just about an individual. Regardless of how good your heart is, the limitation of the kingdom is your limitation. Is that okay now? So when scripture says that our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Let me say this to you. Whenever you read scripture, never assume that they didn't understand English well. Why they wrote it like that. All scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So even the things you may look like mistake, they are not. Because God does it. Somebody can prophesy and prophesy with wrong English. It is the limitation of the person, not limitation of the intentions of God. The intention will still come in the midst of the wrong English. Is that okay now? Meaning that the fact that somebody is not well educated, except by the operation of the spectacular, you can hear people speak in another language. That was the first thing that happened in Luke Acts 2. What they spoke in Acts 2 was not just tongues, it was diverse kind of tongues. Because all the people around heard them speaking in their own language. Are you following what I'm saying here? So I'm trying to show you that regardless of the desire of a people, the limitation of the place they meet them. Why do we have doctors and nurses running out of Nigeria? What you take here in a year is what an average person is paid in a month. Are you following what I'm saying here? So people escape territory so they can change experience. So they can change the governing influence. So they can change the experience over their lives, their finances, and their pockets. So when scripture says that thy kingdom come, it's saying that heaven needs to come to the earth. And I'm going to explain. So in our own limitation here, people have to leave Nigeria to go to different places to change experience. But in the realm of God, you can bring that place to where you are. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that is why if you can't change territory, change your kingdom. What that means is you can actually be in this country but not under this economy. Is this simple enough? I'm going somewhere. The discussion of kingdom is a very, very serious discussion. So, if you read in scriptures, you find out that kingdom don't go. Kingdom bring people and absorb them. We look at the case of the children of Israel. They were in Egypt under the colonization of a superior kingdom. And a sovereign nation were under them as slaves. Alright, if you look at the book of Daniel, Babylon was also another kingdom that absorbed the whole nation of Israel. And even their princes and nobles were there as slaves. So, the discussion of kingdom, the understanding of kingdom was what God wanted to communicate from the beginning. What God wanted to do from the beginning was to create man. And man is not just natural being. What we have now is the fallen man, except for those who are in Christ. Man was a borderline creation. We have the spirit realm, we have the physical realm. Angels understand the spirit realm. Now there's the physical realm. Plants you can see. Rocks you can see. Water you can see. But there's a being in between that for him, angels ask, what is man that you are mindful of him? Because this being was so strange that he was a spirit yet in the flesh. As far as man was concerned from the beginning, the flesh was only a ticket for ruling here. The flesh was not supposed to be a controller. The flesh was like a passport that shows that you have legal right in that territory. Is that simple enough? So when man fell, imagine who having green card. And then you came to Nigeria. Something happened. Village people were after you. Something. Of you being the citizen of America got destroyed. You are limited to our own passport here. And you have to start trying to apply again. That was exactly what happened to man. Man fell in the beginning. He fell to the level of what he was to dominate. What God wanted to do was to show the relationship between a father and his children. But before man could become anything, the devil hijacked that project. Such that God never had any appraisals as touching man until Jesus came. And God said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. It described Jesus as the one who was well pleased. And that's why there was a nickname they gave him, Son of Man. Meaning that the first man who came to the earth to show the intentions of God about man. Jesus. Is that okay now? The first, if you are going to create something and the prototype was destroyed, that was what happened to man. It was a project in progress. You will not enter into stature by birth. You enter by growth. Before it could grow, it was hijacked. So God had to now come and demonstrate what his intentions are. And you see that Jesus functioned though on earth, but with a superior law and a superior power. When man fell, God, please pay attention to what I want to tell you. Please pay attention. God had to helplessly wait. Why did Jesus not come immediately when man fell and died for the sin of man? Because something would be wrong. All the years of waiting was not because God was relaxing, no. All the year of waiting was to have an earthly kingdom that will mirror his intention. Please pay attention. So different kingdoms come or came, and what they were doing was that their way of spreading and their way of colonization was to bring the people to them. If God should follow that prototype, it means that the day you give your life to Christ, you have to die. Is that okay now? He couldn't come during the Babylonian era because they all have to bring people into their own place.
But when the Roman Empire came, they were the first to demonstrate the intentions of God, though pagans. And they began to operate a kingdom system that they don't have to bring the people to Rome. Rome will come to you and make you like Rome. And God saw that this is the perfect time. Do you know that there are major prophecies that wait for the posture of men to be fulfilled? That is, certain things will not happen in the earth realm. Sometimes still unbelievers will jump and wander into a posture God is expecting. And then the earth is not ready for an invasion. So when God saw that people have devised a system that directly mirrors his intention, and that's why in the days of Jesus, that they had Caesar, they had Pilate. Alright? They had Roman governors in Jerusalem. And that was what happened to Nigeria. I need to understand what the kingdom is before I proceed. You know, Nigeria was also colonized. At least all of us in Africa, most of us were colonized by another kingdom, right? Did they colonize us by taking us there? No. They extended their government here, not by bringing 2,000 people. One man that is a replica of what the government intention is. We call them governor generals. So one man came to Nigeria, though with other soldiers. Please pay attention. And as far as the man is here in Nigeria, the queen was here. The queen didn't have to leave Great Britain to come. As long as this man is here, the queen is here. And when a kingdom takes over another kingdom, what are the things they are after? Number one, their culture. The idea is to spread their own influence. And the only way to spread it is to first make their culture look superior to yours. Number two, colonize their language. Give them yours. Is that okay now? Number three, change their appearance. Let them look like the original kingdom. And that's why we speak in English. True or not true? That's why we wear suits. That's why we want to get married and still wear suit and all those things. Forgetting that somebody can even come and wear jeans and yet you are still married. That's how powerful kingdom can be. So that if you have not made suit for your wedding, you don't feel you are getting wedded. Really, in the original agenda, you can come with 3/4. But when a kingdom of the superior come, it makes yours look inferior. What is our own mode of joining people together traditionally? Where native parents give their blessings, true or not true? Give all the things you should do, give, right? And have legal possession of your wife. But when we do that, we feel it's not enough. Till we have worn the suit, including me. Till we have worn that suit and tied the bow tie. And the woman will not come wearing her native clothes. No, she wears gown. Dressed like the queen. Because when a kingdom comes to a place, they give you their culture. What happened about Jesus? Prophecy went ahead of him and said that unto us a child and unto us a son is given. What happened? The government shall rest on his shoulder. You would think the government there means he was about to come and take over a system in Israel. No. The government talk about a personality from heaven that is everything heaven looks like, the Holy Ghost. Meaning that the government will sit on his shoulder, and that's why you see that God already prepared the heart of John, that the one upon whom you see the Holy Ghost descend like a dove, that is he. They were cousins. He didn't recognize him in the flesh. He recognized him by the descent of the kingdom. And that's why on the day of Pentecost, what we had was kingdom invasion. Immediately he came, he changed the language. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me tell you this. Where real kingdom operation is, we can communicate with our phone. That's why I said there's a lot we need to cover. A believer can sit in the house. My God, no network, nothing. And I need to get to this fellow. I don't have a recharge card. Oh Lord, where he is touching. We are carrying the same spirit. Right there and then, the fellow can't tell the reason why he feels like. Because there, in that realm, it is faster than MTN. The reason we depend on phone is because we are falling. I am not saying we always have to wait to now do this. Let me give you an instance. A girl was sick. A woman was sick. Rushed to the hospital. The girl knelt down and cried. God, I've heard this, my pastor, Pastor Femi Lazarus, say that he hears from you. This woman doesn't look like someone that will survive. Prove to me, Lord, and let him call me now. I was washing clothes. when the Holy Ghost said, call her. As I picked my phone to call her years back, the first thing she did was that she screamed. The statement was still on her lips when the call came in. Meaning that the Holy Ghost had gone ahead of the thoughts that will come to her mind. Kingdom. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is because of this kingdom invasion that we can talk about the unity of faith. Because when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, unity is not uniformity. By what is on our inside, we can recognize those who belong to the household of faith. By the inside. So when the Holy Ghost comes, heaven is said to have come to the earth. Because presently now as we speak, where is the Holy Spirit? He's not in heaven. No. The day he gets back to heaven, the earth is in trouble. The Holy Ghost is here till the last of the saint leaves. It's like the military commander that is not going to leave until there's total extraction. Are you following what I'm saying here? It's great. That's why scripture says in Jude that unto him that is able to keep us from falling and present us spotless before the Father. So when you see Jesus praying in Luke 10 that the harvest is indeed much, but the laborers are few, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers. The Lord of the harvest is not God. The Lord of the harvest is the Holy Ghost. He's the one in charge of the harvest. He's the one supervising the harvest. He's the governor general. So if anybody is going to become anything at all that makes sense, your relationship with that being must be intact. He's the representative of the king. Are you following what I'm saying here? So when Great Britain came to Nigeria, all they needed to do was first to invade us with their militaries, and then a governor agent comes. That when he speaks, they say, long live the queen. Is it the queen that is speaking? No, a man. Alright? Operating in something called power of attorney. For those who are lawyers, you know what power of attorney is? It's the power conferred on a person to speak on behalf of another person as the person. So when you have a caretaker over a house, the caretaker can accept which tenant comes in and decide which tenant goes out, though he's not the one who built the house. But a power has been conferred on him. And that was what was described in Matthew 28. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Verse 19 now. Go ye therefore. What does that mean? If all power has been given to me and I'm sending you out, you are going out with all power. Are you following what I'm telling you here? The kingdom. So the intention of God is not that we are in the kingdom when we have left here and come. No. The intention is that the kingdom should come and meet us. What I've said, is this simple enough? Are you following? Is this still simple? Please pay attention. So that's the intention. That is why God himself waited for a kingdom that replicated his mindset to be on earth before Jesus will come. And when that kingdom began to operate, Jesus was ready to come. Are you following what I'm saying? It was not just about the availability of a virgin. There's always been virgins. It also matters a virgin that has sense. Are you following what I'm saying there? Because a virgin can say, oh, now I'm pregnant, and the husband was the guy. Will now say, I can't accept that. Let me start touching you. And then we're going to be having endless arguments. Was Jesus the son of God or the son of Joseph? Man is too smart to share that argument. So God will not take that. So he also waited for a virgin that has sense. Are you following what I'm saying here? One man who is not walking in wisdom can delay the move of God. Over a family, over a territory, it is not true that everything God wants to do is always able to do them. I'm not saying what God cannot say does not exist. It's not that one. Follow what I'm saying. And what I did say, I did say. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm telling you that God may have it now. That now is the time for the deliverance of a family. And the person that God wants to use as his agent to bring the deliverance becomes part of the problem. What will God do? He will report and wait for his own children. What God started with Abraham, he started with his father. But the father got somewhere and lodged. And God moved on to Abraham. When Abraham also left and he left with Lot, God never spoke to him about what he will do with him. God began to speak about what he will do with his descendants. Because you can't do a lot with Lot. You can't. And as if God just moved on. So there are times that God wants to do something, the man God intends to use is not available, he out. The Israelites were to be slaves for how many years? 400 years. In their 380th year, God came for their rescue. But they did not recognize the one God was going to use. And scripture said that Moses thought that they will know that God will deliver them by his hands. But they did not know. So they had to spend extra years that there was no provision of grace for them to endure what will come. And that's why scripture says that Pharaoh multiplied their burdens. So all the things they were going through multiplied because there was no man. Listen to me. Anywhere there is deep pain that goes beyond the generation, don't call it generational battle. Call it generational failure. God is not so irresponsible not to put something on one man to break it. But regardless of the intentions of God, the man can frustrate it. So when we are looking at the mystery of the kingdom, it is important you understand that the kingdom is not just powerful because of what heaven is. Kingdom is powerful to the degree of the one he invades. Pay attention. I don't want to lose you now, but please listen to me. Are you following what I'm saying? So when Jesus was praying, what was the prayer again? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done where? As it is where? Thy will be done where? As it is done where? My God. And what was Jesus saying? If this can be a reality, then we can say for sure that the kingdom has come. I look at Psalm 119, verse 89. Psalm 119, verse 89. Psalms 119. Please give us that scripture. Verse 89. Psalms 119. For, can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. 1 more time. 1 more time. The Bible says your word is settled on earth and in heaven. No. It is set heaven. Whether it will be settled on earth is predicated on the responsibility of men. Thank you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Where is the word settled? Can we go on a journey quickly? Let's go on a journey in the next 15 minutes. Let's hope that we'll come out of that journey with understanding, then I can take you on another journey where I round up. So you can understand how powerful this is. Look at the book of Genesis chapter number 1 verse 1. Genesis chapter number 1 verse 1. We are looking at the kingdom. Genesis 1 1. Please, now everybody, till I finish explaining this, don't write. When I'm done explaining this, then write from the understanding. Is that okay? So look at me. I want you to understand. I'm not fascinating, you just understand what I'm teaching. In the beginning, God created where? Earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So let me explain. And I have two brothers quickly. Let me have two brothers. Thank you. Quickly come. Rush. Please, once you stand there, once you come here, one person should come here. In the beginning, God created two places. These are examples of the two places. Number one, the heaven. Number two, where? The heart. Right? Good. We just read that Psalms 119 verse 89, that forever your world is settled where? In heaven. But what we are seeing in Genesis 2 was that as we look at the word used was God created, not God is creating. The word created describes what is finished. True or not true? As we looked in verse 2, what did we see? Scripture said, what was referred to as created was said to be empty, void, and formless. So what happened? God finished something. And everything he does is good. We are looking at what he finished. He finished two. One is said to be intact. The other is said to be destroyed. Yet, something happened. Two things were mentioned. Number one, the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Not just darkness, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So what happens? The earth was without form and void, but the earth went without form and void. It was not in the absence of the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost was there, yet it happened. And scripture is also describing that there's a personality that stood beside the destruction as though taking responsibility for darkness. So darkness could lay waste on the things that God has done in the presence of the Spirit of God, as though it was not God who finished it. Are you seeing what is happening here? I mean, if you understand this, basically, right, theologically, you know that Genesis 1:1, Genesis 1:2, millions of years interval. It's not a day. Is that okay now? In between, we had the great fall. The effect of the great fall is Genesis 1:2. We'll pick the particles scattered across scriptures. Is that okay now? But we saw that, yet the Holy Ghost can be in a place. The presence of God in the place. Yet what they are experiencing is the governing influence of the devil. You see videos of ISIS, Boko Haram, slaughter people. Is God everywhere? Talk to me now. Is God everywhere? Now speak loud and clear. Is he everywhere? Is his spirit everywhere? Why is he happening? Have you seen stories? Something happened in Lagos. Year 2005. 2006. There was a story. And I'm going to share a few things and I'm going to lead you to pray some dangerous prayers. There was a guy. This guy was driving, I think somewhere around Third Mainland Bridge. There was hold up, but while he was trying to maneuver, he mistakenly hit a vehicle that belonged to a naval officer. The man came down, you know that story? Came down from that vehicle, brought out his pistol, shot the boy in the head and killed him. What did we later find out in the newspaper after that event? We found out that the boy's father had died long ago. In fact, while his mother was pregnant. And the mother died when she gave birth to him. The only son of two dead people. Yet also wasted like that. You want to ask where is God? I'm telling you that there are events that can play out in the head. Gross injustice. People can die anyhow. Like God is not alive. Is that not the reason people are hungry and believe in atheism? I'm telling you that you have suffered doesn't mean you will enjoy. You can suffer and suffer for life. And suffer in vain. If you don't understand the principle that brings men out, suffering is not a guarantee for your future. No. The suffering of Jesus is enough to guarantee that. Yours came not because God ordained it. It came because something happened. God did not intend it, but God could make it bring something good out of your life. But it is not always true that something good will come out. So we are in a world where you can see orphans being wasted. People who have been cheated, killed. You look at Nigeria's story, but they judge. Many people killed. No, sorry, Bola Ige killed. People who were promising. People can be wasted. The earth can become empty and without form. And yet the Holy Ghost is there. Families can be cheated from generation to generation. Yet God is there. Are you following what I'm saying here? There was a story of a woman whose husband died when the child was young. The boy was... This is a true life story. I'm not going to tell you. True life story. The boy got his first job with a multinational company. Was driving from Lagos to their village. Packed stuffs with his first salary to give to the mother. On his way to the village, he had an accident and died. The only son she watched over all her life. Though when this one begins to become something, his life also, I will eat of the fruit and be satisfied in my old age. Killed! Like that, people die in their prime. Their candle put out and go into darkness. And yet God is there. So when we are telling you to pray, please understand that prayer is a means to bring the kingdom. Are you following what I'm saying here? Can I please beg you in the name of God? Never you think that what will be, will be. It is not a kingdom language. What should be must be enforced on the earth. There has to be a generation of people that will rise and say, I refuse to continue. See, you can have rights. Let me explain. You can have things that are freely yours. As scripture now said, that blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. The scripture now says that he's the one who has given us all that pertains to life and godliness. Are you seeing the full existence in your life? If no, something has not been enforced. So what I'm trying to let you know is that the Holy Ghost can be in a place. The presence of God there. And yet, things are happening that are against what God intends. What is the missing link? What is the missing link of those things? The kingdom is not established. Because no kingdom is enforced without a medium. No kingdom is enforced without a... Say it again. No kingdom is enforced. Come on. Say loud and clear. Without a medium. Say it with anger. No kingdom is enforced without a medium. Ah! If heaven will come to the earth, there has to be a channel. And that's why when you go to a shrine, there's something called altar. System of altars in a shrine. An altar is put aside that the priest of the shrine knows how to come and put certain things on it. Am I correct? And all that, and conjure many things, and listen to me. Don't just sit down and say, hey, nothing is happening, they are deceiving. No, not lie. Some of them hear the voice of spirit. People go to shrine and get certain healings. Some go there for children and get the children. What is an altar? An altar is an earthly system with spirit link. Meaning that a system upon which you can understand the language of a spirit and speak that language, and the spirit will switch a realm without his intention. So when scripture says that the fire should not stop burning on your altar, what the Bible is saying is that make your spirit a conduit pipe upon whom the Holy Ghost can descend and ascend. What I'm saying, is this simple enough? Are you following what I'm saying here? So when you want to attack a Christian, you're about to attack an altar. The deity that the altar pays allegiance will fight you. And that's why you can find out, somebody can say, I have this. A Christian who's speaking in tongues and try to go and ransack a shrine and come back deaf and dumb. Does that mean that power in that shrine is bigger than the Holy Ghost? No. It means that the abalis is more invaded by that force than he is invaded by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost power, yet without invasion and with the restrictions and limitations in his life, can watch that guy even die. May I beg you not just to carry the Holy Ghost. Let him invade you and dominate you totally. You can speak and go to a place and brag and say, in Jesus' name I've come. And listen to me. That you brag about him doesn't put him under pressure to manifest you. He doesn't know you. You can brag about certain things, but if you are not in the stature, you can still die. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is not enough you are under a system. You must be invaded by it. But we are seeing that the first response of God to the chaos of the earth was not to say, what is darkness doing here? No. Was not to say, who made this waste? No. The first response of God to the chaos of the earth was to speak a strange word. He said, let light be. Anybody who reads the Bible on the surface will think that God was talking about a light that is bright. It was until Jesus came that said that what is then was a prophecy about man, because you are the light of this world. So the response of God to chaos is a man. Are you following what I'm telling you now? What is the response of God? Man. Why is my family like this? Why are we going through pain? Why is it like this? Why is my life like God has responded and you are the response? Why has nobody risen? Why is this? Why is the problem too much? God has given them one. Until he rises, they will die in it. So the family is there not because God is wicked, but because you are wicked. You are the earnest expectation of creation. Wait for the manifestations of the sons of God. Another translation says that creation waits for sons to declare their sonship. Meaning until somebody rises and says, listen to me, I am more in Christ than I'm in this family. I am more in Christ than I'm in this family. And begin to reroute and change the system. Are you following what I'm telling you? What is the response of God to the problem? You. Oh Lord, come and rescue Nigeria. Listen, it will not come to the earth than is already on the earth. The response of God to Nigeria is that I've placed you there and put solution within you. If the nation will ever become, it will be because you manifest. And that's why, as long as children of God and their hands are tied and they are inactive, the devil will have a field day. Everything will happen. See, a kingdom ought to be God's governing influence. A kingdom ought to be, the kingdom ought to be the influence of his will, of his intention, of his government, of his economy. How come not all believer is seeing it? Because a man has not risen. Are you following what I'm telling you? And that's why you see Genesis chapter number 2 verse 5. Genesis 2, 5. Every plant of the tree of the field before it grew, and every, please quickly, I need this to be very fast. Genesis 2, 5. Am I carrying you along? Are you understanding this simple fact? Because I'm going to lead to prayer now. Every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it ever grew. For God has not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. So until there is a man, the agenda of God will be frustrated. The kingdom will come through men. The kingdom will come through who? The kingdom will come through who? Now you want to ask yourself, my life, is it experiencing the governing influence of God to the degree that it should? If it is not, I'm telling you that there is somebody carrying something you are yet to recognize or meet. Don't get what I'm saying. Are you following what I'm telling you here? What did I say? There is somebody carrying something you are yet to recognize or what? Meet. That's why mantles don't come from heaven anymore. All the mantles are on earth. Go and lock yourself for days. What you need, somebody is carrying it. Or somebody has carried it, and when the man is leaving, there is no one individual in the posture to carry it. And sometimes mantle can be shared on 1,000 people. Because one man has the configuration of 1,000 men. So it will take God to look for thousands scattered across the world. So it is not true that every mantle that leaves comes back immediately. No, no, no. Sometimes it takes God 10 years to find a man. What was the mantle of Elijah? It was described in Malachi 4. I will bring back Elijah the prophet to join the heart of the children to their fathers, of the father to their sons. The mantle there is to unite people together. It is the unity of the move of God. There was no fulfillment to it until John the Baptist came. It came in that, look at the years between them. So a man can lay hands on you, and yet there is no fulfillment to what he's carrying. Are you following what I'm telling you here? Say it again, the governing influence. You are not saying it with anger. Is this a praying church? Talk to me now. Is this a praying church? Is there somebody, because I want us to have time. Is there somebody who is angry? And say, how come my life is like this? I can't be about bragging on social media. My family is the opposite of what Jesus died for. There's a need for an influence to be felt. May I be that man upon whom the Holy Ghost will descend and change this thing. Can I give you a few minutes to pray? And what? Don't pray it quietly. Don't pray it with style. Don't form. Don't sit down and pray it. Pray it with all of your heart. Liberty, Jesus, Bejala. Agbara Yesu da. Ko si o ti wo. Agbara Yesu da. Liberty, Jesus, Bejala. Agbara Yesu da. Ko si o ti wo. Trying to, and I ask that all eyes, is there anyone who is connected to this name to mention? Please, all eyes, when I say all eyes, please close. Please close your eyes. Abayo means something. Connection to that name means something. Just raise your hand where you are. Because of the seriousness of what I want to say, just raise your hand. Okay, thank you. Put it down. The Lord asked me to declare upon you a change of season by his hand. I stretch, please, if you are those names, please lift your hands where you're standing and stand on your feet. I want the ushers to help them. I stretch my hands towards you and I decree by the impartation of the Holy Ghost right now, by the force of the Spirit, there is a grace coming upon your life for a change of season. Take it now, the power of the Holy Ghost. Help that lady, help her. The power of God comes and reroutes your destiny. There's an announcement of a change of season in the name of Jesus. Please just help her. The rest of us, can we still pray? Please, can we still pray? Can we pray and decree loud and clear? Let my life, my family, begin to experience your governing influence. Let my life, my family, begin to experience your governing influence. Let it happen now. Let it happen now. Let it happen now. Declarations, stretch your hands where you are. As I'm going to be decreeing, things will be happening, and I want the ushers to please help. I believe that this meeting is a setup. God has orchestrated your step here because He wants to connect.
Amen. I'm seeing a young lady here. I'm very careful, but please listen. Your mother died, and you know that she died unjustly, because that she was cheated on her life. She was cheated. She prayed and prayed, and she was cut off. Wherever that lady is, listen, just get them. The Lord sends to all upon you what was intended to come upon the house. But when the Lord stoned again the captivity of Zion, you were like them that dream. I call on the goodness and king over this family for years, and I've not been able to rest upon any man. Today, by the reason of this opening, you are made available to enter.
Yeah, 2011. I sat down. I looked at my life. I looked at the life of everyone in my family. And I said to myself, if something is not urgently done, there will be no difference between my story and their stories. Listen to me. The devil can be destroying you and giving you falsehood. Somebody is being destroyed and the time wasted and things are happening. And it will be the devil telling you, don't worry, you'll be fine. Are you following what I'm saying here? The devil gives people false hope. It is not true that once it is hope, it is from God. No. The devil gives people false hope. So I said that I'm going to pray and start. And this is a prayer that there's no stopping till God shows up and do something. Change my stories. So I started fasting. 21 days dry. Just water. But the water is after 7 days. You see, you are not praying because something has not hit you. Do you know what battle is? Let me tell you something. Whenever you see the devil fighting, you know the first people he goes for? Those who represent glory in those families. He first wipe them off. Then he begin to pick the rest little by little. And that's why Yoruba says that Olori Ogun Ogun Dojuko. Are you following what I'm telling you? 21 days dry, 3 days break, 21 days dry. I finished the fourth one. I was vomiting blood. I landed. I'm not saying you should leave and go and kill yourself. Landed in the hospital. Ran many scans. The doctor told my people, he said, if this one tries to fast again in life, he'll die. He said, because his intestines are perforated. Perforated. I was hearing what he was saying. I said, I've not seen signs of what I was praying for. They were giving me drugs. When they didn't discharge me, I discharged myself. Then I started white. Fasting. still went on white. I finished 21 days, then 7 days, then 3 days. On the third day, I left. There's no sleep for the one who has not become victorious. I pour water on the bed and I'll be on the floor. You have gone on fast for that long. You are too weak to stand. And I was just there. And I will sleep off in between and wake up and sleep off. And I slept off. And I had a vision. And I saw myself in the same room where I was praying. And a man was standing tall beside me, very huge. And he held something that looked like a trumpet. And as I looked to my right, I saw another man. This was a corpse, not even a man. Dead body on the floor. And this fellow standing, I knew this is an angel of the Lord. And he said to me, do you know this man? I said, no. He said, look at him very well. I said, I don't know him. He said, look at him well. I said, I don't know him. He said, this is the father of your grandfather. He died. He said, when he died, he went with something that belongs to all of you. He said, your prayers reached the heavens. I'm going to wake him up, pick what belongs to you. And he blew his trumpet. One scary trumpet. And the man got up with anger. Anger and pain in his eyes. And he said to me, you have just a minute to eat. And I knew in that vision I was to put my hands into his chest. You see. And I was shaking. Even in the vision, I was trembling. And he said, 30 more seconds. If you miss it, you have missed it for life. So I put my hands to the chest to pick things. And I put my hand there. In the vision, it was like I could know this belongs to this person. I wanted to pack them. The angel said, no. When everyone prays and get to this point, they'll pick theirs. I am not telling you something I heard. I'm telling you what happened to me. I got up from that experience and knew that I've broken through something. But listen to me. Look at the number of days, the number of months it took me fasting to the point of almost dying. Get it. Are you aware that those number of times will be irrelevant if there is a gatekeeper I can meet? Do you get what I'm saying? If there is a gatekeeper, I will still have to fast, but not as much as that. The man will be standing in that place of authority and say, such as I have, I give you. I'm telling you, you can suffer and waste until there's a man who is a gatekeeper. And that's why when meetings like this are holding, it is God bringing gatekeepers to your disposal. Some of the things you should take in that meeting, if you miss it, you have to go and labor on your own. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm telling you? Are they simple enough? The earth can be empty and without form. Not because God is not in the earth, but because man is not there. What is the response of God to making sure the earth is secure? Man. That's the response. What did God do differently after everything went down? Man. That was what he did differently. Man. That was what he did. Man. The kingdom is established to the degree that God is seated on a man. You look at children whose parents are prayerful, there's open heavens over them. And that's why I don't compare myself with people. There are people coming from lineage where people have labored in prayers. Or some of us who are the first to break through, my God. You have to labor. Amen. I have friends who came from places that somebody, and they are still not lazy. They are still praying. How much more some of us who are coming from dangerous places? Are you following what I'm saying here? The response of God to chaos is a man upon whom there is his hand. As big as the sin of the world was, what was the response of God? God becoming man. So what is the mystery of the kingdom? It is the mystery of invasion of heaven in a man. Then through the man, the territory. It is the mystery of invasion of heaven where in a man, through the man, the kingdom and the territories. That's how the kingdom is better. When God finds expression, my God. Look at the valley of dry bones, Ezekiel 37. Was God there? Yes. Were the bones rotting? Yes. Decayed? Yes. Dry? Yes. Scattered? Yes. When did something change? When God found a man. Are you following what I'm saying here? And it was God, when God found a man, we now found out that what we call the valley of dry bones was actually a barrack. It was what? A barrack. Because when they got up, scripture says that they were men of war. So what could destroy men of war like there's no God? The absence of a man upon whom the hand of God is. Check, everything God asked him to prophesy back were the things that left one by one that killed them. So if there's a man who carries the word, speak it, they will be alive. If there's a man who carries the wind of the spirit, John 3:8, the wind bloweth, we hear the sound thereof. We know where, not where it goes or where it listeth. So it's everyone born of the spirit. If there's a man carrying the word of the Lord, the wind of the spirit, they will be alive. It was the absence of those men. And that's why you see that Elisha followed Elijah. We heard about Elisha. The sons of the prophets stood afar off. Nobody heard anything about them. The next time we're hearing something about them was that one of them had died. The wife was now indebted. They were coming to carry the children. Have you seen how people can become useless when they miss the men they should be connected to? So the belief that I don't need anybody in my life, this is, I can leave church. When they rebuke you, I can leave. You can leave and leave destiny. Destinies are interconnected. Without a Daniel, there will be no Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The rest will stand because a man stood. You must have people come to tell me there's a problem in my family, there's this, there's that. Question one, is there any man that has risen in this family despite this problem? If there is, how did he rise? He loves prayer, he served God, he's dedicated, follow that pattern, he will rise too. Are you following what I'm telling you here? Follow that pattern. You what? A man rose in the family, the rest are not rising. He's the one who is praying, giving to study, serve in the church. Somebody wants to rise by going to be a pastor, you will die. When God finds a man upon whom the kingdom can descend, it is a mystery. And scripture says that this is the mystery hidden from all ages. Christ in us. It is a mystery that the whole of heaven is seated inside of you right now. It's a mystery. The devil can't come. Scripture says that if the prince of this world had known, they would not have crucified. The devil was trying to kill Jesus. A word has gone ahead that except a grain of wheat first falls to the ground and dies. When you bury a seed, you are put in the best position. And as they were killing him, they were fulfilling prophecy. The devil is not as smart as you think. If men operate by the word, break out. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen to me. I don't know if this place is a permanent camp. Is it a permanent camp? Why is this permanent camp still like this? There are no universities inside. It is not because God is not here. It is because those men who are the functionaries are yet to rise. It will amaze you how territory follows the rising of men. When a man rises from this place now and God bless you in billions of dollars. Do you know what a billion naira is? And then what a billion dollar is? God gave you an idea. Listen to me. One of the things that is going to happen in the last days is transfer of wealth. You know, you didn't say amen like you believe in poverty. Sisters, any brother that didn't say amen to this prayer, if he has asked you out, don't say yes. It is one chance. Listen, it doesn't matter how beautiful you are. If you marry a man who believes in poverty, you look like a witch. He will see you as the source of his problem. Let me pray this prayer again. If you are here, you have asked a sister out. I'm about to scatter your career right now. I said God is causing transfer of wealth to the church. You know why? You are the one who knows what to do with it. Money is a form of anointing like falling under power also is. And that's why scripture says it is God who gives you power to make wealth. It takes power. Sometimes you see those who are singing hip hop and doing all sorts of things. Go to a restaurant and snap and send on Twitter. Somebody has just eaten with 2.5 million. That 2.5 million can sponsor some orphanage home for 6 months. But somebody has sat down to eat it. For those of you who have the burden of the kingdom at heart, wealth will find its way to your hands. Listen to me. It is not enough that you are tired of poverty. You must prepare for wealth. Because money invades people and show them that they are what they are not. So you have to be prepared for it. You can become tired of church when money comes. So what God is trying to do is to first raise a man, then put things on the man. The one who is delaying when you enter into wealth is not the devil, neither is it God. It is you. When God sees that you are ready, He brings it. And I'm praying again for as many who have bought things in their hearts, God cause wealth to migrate your direction. Amen. Please be seated. Let me share this with you. When I gave birth to my first daughter, my daughter, she's the only daughter. The first week of giving birth to her, the money she has, it took me over 30 years of my life to have it. That's the power of a man breaking through. To have it. Don't understand what I'm telling you. Let's leave it. Are you praying that the things you have suffered, your children should suffer? So they can respect you and know that you went through something. Many of you have become surgeons without going to medical school. You know how to share fish in a way to go between 8 people. And you will divide it surgically. You have become so cruel. Some of you have plans for your children and those plans are not kingdom plans. You want to train them on how to know that meat is a reward. You have to finish food and eat meat because it's a reward system. It is because it was scarce in the house you grew. That's why you think it's a reward. It is a food like rice in a food. Amen. Let me say this to you. Scripture says that the brothers of a poor man are his own enemies. It doesn't matter how wise he is, his wisdom is not heard. They will tell him, if this wisdom is true, where is the proof? I pray for you again. You will not be poor. Say that amen again loud and clear. Please sit down. I know what suffering is. Hunger. The botanical name, everything I know. I got so hungry, I carried my pot and I said, oh pot, I curse you. I'm telling you, no matter who serves me food, I don't eat onions. When hunger came, onions became my best food. I will put curry. Those who know me will know how big that is. I don't taste it. Put gari to water. Somebody will go and cut pop or something. I didn't know pop and gari could go together. Somebody has found a means. Say this onion, the way you cut it. Then you fry it a bit and put salt, put pepper. Are you seeing skillfulness with poverty? The same mind you could have used to think of something else. At some point in my life, I have to be selling Indomie by the roadside. Just to be able to get out of school and pay school. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you see people say urgent 2K, I've done urgent 2K before. I was in Ghana. My God. You will not be poor. Yeah. Hunger catch me. I fainted. I passed out. People contributed money for me. Go to the hospital and put me in the bed. I said, this driver would rather kill me. I used the money to buy food on the road. I said, when we anything you want to do, this hunger. If I don't eat, who told you I would get there? I heard that for God, by his intervention, I saw the boy beside me was struggling with his phone, trying to configure his phone. He said, let me help you. So I helped him to set the phone, configure it, and I gave him. And I said, what we are going to do is make sure you pay my transport. And I was so happy, and he said, we'll pay the transport. When I got to the hospital, our sisters in fellowship were already waiting for me to receive me. Our fellowship president is sick. No, it's not sickness, it's hunger. They took me to the hospital. They came to serve me spag with fresh fish and tea. I said I would never be fine. Why? They were serving me food every day. The nurse looked at me and said, you are fine. You complete your medication. I said, are you the one? He said, I said, I'm not fine. I spent more than 2 weeks in that hospital. Food, morning, afternoon, and night. One of the sisters now found out that, Pastor, you are fine. And came for us to have a deal. I said, you won't go to the boys' place again. We'll help you get a place around there. We'll come and be serving you every day. I got discharged immediately. Every day, I'm fine now. I was enduring injections and all those things for hunger. You will not go hungry. Money in the hands of a kingdom person, is the kingdom come? Is the kingdom come? I got a call. A woman called me and said, whatever you can do for me, please do. Myself and my daughter have been trekking for the past 3 hours. We can't go home again. There's no transport fare. I said, send me your account number. Transferred more than enough to them. Send the money. She called me on the phone. She was weeping. How can you tell me that's not the kingdom come? She was crying and praying for my heart. I dare you to touch lives with money. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you are here and you are trying to carry girls and you are in the wrong generation. Now what? Dealing with the big boys is not club. Dealing with the big boys is that we park Range Rover and everything outside and enter a room as cars. That's the big boys. You tell you dealing with the big boys is doing carrying girls and go to club and go home drunk and bash your cars. Now with small boys. Let's show you where the things happen. You can be blessed and a man of prayer. Are you following what I'm telling you? You keep your beard. They say this beard guy, anointed one. Not for carrying guests. One man, one woman. Blessed. I pray that God will raise a congregation of young millionaires and billionaires here. I'm telling you, it will amaze you how territories change when men enter into certain things. Their home where there's been nothing, nothing. Go to some houses. The bedroom looks like toilet. I'm telling you real life issues. It will amaze you what just 5 million will do to change that place. And the experience will be altered. As a pastor for some years, I was checking. Going to minister in different places, and I'll have to go and wait at park. Somebody was driving in Texas, and the Holy Ghost said to her, come down, go and buy a car for my son. I went for a meeting, sick. I came out of that meeting, and they came, and they brought a car. I said, this is yours. I looked at the car and I went, are you saying from today, I will no longer have to go to Bob's park? To a meeting, I want to go and minister in the name of Jesus. Are you saying I can drive from my house and appear anywhere also? I went. Somebody understood what to do with money. For as many of you that have understanding, that have that burden in your heart, this season, those key of wealth will find a way to your heart. I'm just talking about the mysteries of the kingdom, but beyond the mysteries of the kingdom, or in the mysteries of the kingdom, there is also the key of the kingdom. Time. It's called the keys of David. The keys with which whatever you lose on earth, whatever you tie, there's something called authority. It is one of the graces upon my life. Meaning that I'm telling you that there is going to be, see, I will get the testimony. There's going to be urgent testimonies at another pray for some children at an orphanage home. And I just pray open heavens over them. I prayed in the morning, in the evening. Senator Adeleke went there to visit them. He asked a simple question. He get answered. Second. Very simple question. Any other person could have answered. When something is on you, you do the right things. The guy answered. He said, what's your name? He told him. He said, from today, your education to any level and any country is my responsibility. Listen to me. The girl did not pack her load the following day. He said, do you release her? Pack your load and follow me. He went that same day to register at Adeleke University. There. We are talking about urgent access. Because the kingdom is come. To anyone who has emergency situations, those cases are attended to urgently now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So things are either good or bad, terrible or pleasant, to the degree that the kingdom has invaded a man that will invade it. So what is the agency of the kingdom? You. What is the mystery of the kingdom? That the kingdom is not to come on you, it is to come from within you. That's the mystery. Are you following what I'm saying here? Never you cry about those problems in your household again. How can the solution join them in crying? Are you following what I'm saying? Somebody wakes up and understands your true identity and says, hold on a minute. Me being here is the greatest gift God can give them. What am I doing wrong? What am I not doing right? As you begin to see things in that light, you begin to enter into a realm of inspiration and courage. Boldness to venture. There are many of you sitting here that there are things God has ordained you should do, but you have not done them because you are afraid. And yet, your fear is not just a form of fear. Your fear is the prolongment of somebody's wilderness. You are afraid somebody is dying, and somebody may never be fulfilled because you are afraid. There is supposed to be a grace on you to prophesy and heal the sick. You are afraid to do it every time God says it. And that fellow may die sick. Because the kingdom is come, but upon the man he came, he's not ready to move. Are you following what I'm telling you here? If you believe, say, I hear you. Somebody can be going out to a place and the fellow will never return. And yet the last response of God to that fellow is a man upon whom his hand is, that can give a clear word without fear and say, don't go. I perceive you should not go. And that's God rescuing the man. Sometimes the Holy Ghost gives you instruction to do certain things. Say, wake up. And nothing happens. Don't enter that vehicle. You didn't enter. You think you have accident. Nothing happens. It is him training you for the invasion. Because a day will come, your life will be at the mercy of one statement. And if you have learnt it, you have learnt it. Are you following what I'm telling you here? If you have learnt it, you have what? And let me say this to you as I round up. The mystery of the kingdom is such that when the kingdom is come upon you, you are protected the way Jesus is protected. That may look too big, but I'm going to tell you. Because when the kingdom invades you, you are not speaking on behalf of the kingdom. You are speaking as the kingdom. I was going to minister somewhere, 2019 or so. We're driving from the island, Lekki, all those areas. We're going to Ebe. And at night, so they told me, the boys that were driving told me that they rob here at night. And rob the bride of Christ and who are alive. I told them, if they come, they die. When I finished ministry that night, middle of the night, we're going from that place to the hotel. A car double crossed us. In the middle of the road, around 2:30 a.m. Then there were two others parked, waiting to come out. Ah, what is this? As that car double crossed us, we didn't see, because if the car had seen a trailer, it would not double cross. Nobody saw this trailer from, it crossed the vehicle. That is how urgent heaven intervenes when there's going to be an invasion of his kingdom. Have you come to a point that what you are carrying is a river that generations must drink from? And you are you are a territory, not just a man. Are you following what I'm saying? The greatest miracle that can happen is the kingdom from within you. There's something about to be bettered. You are a man of the secret place. You understand God's defense. What happened to Dr. Omar Opai? They came to force hydrochloric acid down his throat. You must have heard the story from him. And they told, they're going to assassinate him. He has had more than 30 assassination attempts. An herbalist came to disturb his meeting. And he said to the herbalist, I don't have your time. But you hear me sing Tunaraya Mama, start running. He said, if you hear me sing that song, start running. Your shine will burn. Nobody will be able to quench it. Have you ever seen this online? They saw to mouth by. Nobody has done it and is alive. There are people God placed on earth to demonstrate that you should fear him. These ones are not quiet. They are not gentle. They give you your size. They came to force acid on the stone. He said, don't force me, I will drink it. So he poured it and drank, gulped. And they were waiting for him because God wasn't empty. For him to fall down and die. He didn't die. And those guys were looking. And he said, now that you have seen that I have power over death, I command you, go and enter the mouth of the coming vapor. Authority. It is not enough to be in the kingdom or to be have the kingdom with you. You must know what you have. You must know and be able to speak as one who knows. Are you following? None of you here will die like rats. Yeah. Say that amen again with power. Yeah. Say that amen again with authority. Yeah. Can I lead you to make certain pronouncements? Lift your right hand where you are seated. Say it loud and clear. The kingdom of God is within me. The kingdom of heaven is on my inside. I am heavily protected. I am heavily defended. There is nothing to be pitied about me. I am heavily protected. I am the bride of Christ. I carry his presence and his authority everywhere I go. I'm a solution provider. Because of me, territories experience change. Because of me, territories experience intervention. Because of me, there is deliverance. I carry the power of the Holy Ghost. There is nothing to be pitied about me. There is nothing to be pitied about me. I am not an agent of pity. I carry the life of Christ. Everywhere I get to, the lands open up. Everywhere I get to, there is breakthrough. There is power, miracles, signs, wonders. The consciousness by which we move, that before it used to be me, but now it is that high, but Christ in me. It used to be me alone, but now no longer I. Can I give somebody a few minutes to pray in the Holy Ghost in an unusual way? If you want to get up and charge. From now my life becomes a demonstration.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBE.